Aircheckdownloads.com.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Orna. Just before we get underway this afternoon, I just want to say a couple of things, if I may, because this time last week, I drove up to a ridgetop in Oxfordshire, just behind where I live. And at 3 o'clock, I switched on Sounds of the 70s. And I listened to Johnny for the next 2 hours, looking out over the Oxfordshire countryside. It was an incredible experience. Very, very emotional, wasn't it? Very, very touching. I mean, Johnny is a supreme broadcaster. He and I have been friends for many years. I've been a massive, massive fan of Sounds of the 70s for many years. And I can promise you that I'm going to keep up, or do my best to anyway, keep up the tradition of the program, curate really beautiful music. I know how much this program means to you. So I want to make you proud, okay? I also want to have a lot of fun. So here we go.
Bob Harris with Sounds of the 70s.
Sounds of the 70s with Bob Harris, BBC.
I have to say, this is a real full circle moment for me, because that was the first ever track that I played on my first ever Sounds of the 70s program on Radio 1 on the 19th of August 1970. It was released as a single on the 21st of April that year, and that was the track that opened up my first ever show. It was released by Neil Young from the album Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere. Cinnamon Girl opens up my first Sounds of the 70s here in 2024. And welcome along. It's so great to have you with me. We're live in London, so it'll be wonderful to hear from you during the course of the program. I'll give you some idea of what's coming up after we've listened to one of my great, great favorites from 1976. This is music from Boston. It's More Than a Feeling.
Checkdownloads.com.